The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
All right, morning enthusiasts. Do you struggle to get out of bed in the morning? How about losing your energy by midday? Do you experience brain fog in the morning or lack of motivation? Well, you are not alone. I heard you loud and clear, and that's why I created the Hit Savers app. I have great news. It is live. So go to the Google Play Store and the Apple Store to download it for your best morning routine ever. You'll get more energy, mental clarity, productivity, and it will even position you to find your purpose. That's right. Hit Savers will prime you to get up, dress up, and show up in your life every single day. Go to www.luneedlewis.com/hitsaversapp to download it for free today. I'll see you in there. Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. My name is Lou Need and I am your host for today, but I want to welcome a very special guest to the show, Marla Goldberg. Marla is committed to helping her clients lead a healthy, happy, harmonious, and joyful life. She is trained in over 14 different healing techniques that she uses to help her clients break through barriers that are preventing them from achieving their goals. Marla, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lunita. It was such a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, such a delight. I'm glad to have you on the show because I want to hear about your techniques. I want to hear about how you work with your clients and you help them heal, because I believe we all have talents and gifts, and healing is one of them, and it's a big one. And so give us a little synapse of your background.
So I was a serial entrepreneur. I started my first business at 30 and have had five of them. And during my life, I had, at a certain point, I got married and adopted my husband's two children. And it was a very bad choice for me to get into this marriage, but I couldn't leave the children. My first husband I dated when I was 18, and we got back together 20 years later, but I saw the road the kids were going down, and it really broke my heart because I grew up in a very dysfunctional family. So I married him so I could adopt the children and help them, you know, give them tools and guide them to their life. But the marriage, it was a difficult marriage. And finally, after 7 years, I filed for divorce. But during the 7 years, I like hit the lowest point in my life, and I really didn't know what to do or where to go. And there was a women's conference, and at the women's conference, I was reading who the speakers were, and somebody was talking about how to heal yourself. And I thought, well, I need to do that because everything I'm trying to do isn't working. And I went to the conference, and everything the speaker said, I was resonating with, so much so that she had a one-day informational the next week. And I went to it, and I still couldn't wrap my mind around some of the things she was talking about. But I kept hearing this voice in my head saying, what do you have to lose? Nothing else is working. What do you have to lose? Nothing else is working. So at the end of the one day, she said, who's going to join my basic class? And my hand just went up. I had no idea what I was signing up for. And when I went to the first day of the class, I had my first known psychic experience. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. And though I had, you know, I still had trouble with what was going on, what she was trying to share, I still kept going forward. And finally, when we were going to the second module, I had some explanations that cleared up some of my confusion. And I started learning. And then, you know, people were at different levels in the class of what they, you know, their experience. And I was at the basic bottom, green up the way, but I learned so much. So I learned 14 modalities and techniques in that school. So by the time I graduated after 3 years, you know, I was very, very adept at those healing techniques, but I kept doing more. And actually now I'm up to 24 techniques that I am trained in.
Oh, wow. So that is part of the spiritual response therapy?
SRT. I'm a certified practitioner. I'm a certified intuitive life coach. I tried theta healing and working with the angels, and I'm trying to remember all the other ones, but there's so many, access bars. So there are so many different techniques. And here's what I found. I look at it like a dartboard. Everybody's trying to get to the bullseye, which I call the sweet spot. The only difference is people are coming from all over the board from different directions to get themselves and their clients to the bullseye.
Mm-hmm. What is spiritual response therapy then?
Spiritual response therapy is a modality that works at clearing blocks, interferences, and programs that are attached to your Akashic records, which are your soul records. So from the moment that your soul became in existence to this very millisecond, everything that you have done, said, or thought is recorded, and every reaction to what has been done, said, or thought to you about you is recorded as well. Because what we find is that really it's not the incident as much as your reaction to the incident that makes the difference if it's going to be imprinted or how deep the imprint is going to be on your soul records. Mm. So what we do is we have a book of charts that guide us to find whether it's a present life or past life program block interference. And we go in and clear it. And the great thing, and I found it to be very powerful. And how I got into this, if you don't mind me telling you a quick story, is during my divorce, after 2 years of going nowhere, I felt like I was a hamster on a wheel. A friend of mine told me about SRT and finally connected me, gave me the number of the practitioner who became my teacher. And once I started working with her, everything in my divorce started turning around, where everything was going to my husband's side. All of a sudden, now the judge is ruling in my favor. And at the end of the day, my lawyer had dropped his mouth and said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it, because it changed the whole outcome. The demeanor of the judge changed and everything that went along with it just shifted. I called my healer, who became my first teacher, and I said, when's your basic? I need to learn it. So in 6 months, I learned the basic, the advanced, and the refresher. And I just find it to be a powerful, powerful modality to shift what's going on in your life and your life flow.
Yeah. So it's true that there are energetic forces in our environment that we're not aware of that are blocking our flow, our potential from flowing.
It's true. There is. And some of the things happen in this current life. You know, so for example, if you were bullied as a child, that gives you imprints because it hurt. You know, it hurts. It hurts your self-esteem. It hurts your morale. And that pain is what gets imprinted. So you might, in a future life, if this isn't taken care of, have a program for abuse or a program of fear of being abused. And if you clear it now, then the great news is it not only does it clear it in your present life, it clears it moving forward in your future lives, because we will all reincarnate.
Hmm. This is a whole different level from chakras. Yeah, it's a lot deeper than just looking at horoscopes. It's a lot deeper than looking at your chakras and healing each chakra individually. This is more of a holistic get to know your innate tendencies so that it can help modify your behaviors.
True. And so does Chinese face reading, which I also do. And that shows you your personality traits, characteristics, where you might be blocked just by your facial feature patterns and the patterns in your birth date. And it's powerful, because it's powerful to know what your characteristics are or what might be holding you back, because you might be going on the lower side of that characteristic rather than the higher side.
I want to try something. You want to take a look at my face?
I would love to take a look at your face.
I'm going to turn the camera on.
Okay.
Take a look at my face and then give us a little brief introduction of how you do face reading to help your client.
So first, I would ask you to give me a profile. Pull your hair off your face and give me a profile. And turn to the so I can see your side of your face. Okay, so your forehead shows me that you're very intuitive yourself. You're very empathic. You're very intuitive. Your eyes show me that, first of all, you've got a great light in your eyes, which is called Shen. So there are some people who have no light in their eyes, or their eyes are just like matted. They look matted. There's no, and that means the fire has gone out somewhere in their life. And there are remedies to all of this. You like beauty, aesthetics. It's really important to you. And so here's the thing. You either walk around with a minimalist attitude, or you walk around, and this is, you have to think about it. Of course, it's your life. I don't know what goes on in your life. But then people with your pattern either go very minimalist and keep everything very clean and pristine, and they love, you know, shiny, sparkly things, or they go into the not enough. The lower side is not enough. I don't have enough. I am not enough. And so they tend to collect things because they don't feel enough.
Hmm. That's good. I'm very much the minimalist. I'm very elegant. I love classy stuff. I love traditional antique. I love beauty. I love looking at beautiful people. I love looking at beautiful clothing. Anything of elegance, I'm drawn to. But I can be all flashy, but I keep it minimal. I keep it basic. I only wear my diamond ring or my studs, and I keep it basic.
But you also are a great hostess. You want people's experience with you. When people walk away, you want them to walk away with feeling good, feeling very, very good. This is what the teacher said, and I think it's so funny. It's like, you're the greatest hostess because if you were on the Titanic and the Titanic's going down, and you know, you would have the music playing, you'd be passing hors d'oeuvres so that the last breath they have would be, you know, an amazing one. So they'd go around going, but did you hear that music? Did you taste those hors d'oeuvres? And now I'm drowning. It's a great experience while I was going down.
Marla, that was fantastic. That was pretty accurate. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
You described me, and that's who I am. And I love connecting with people because I see human beings. I see beautiful souls. I see everyone as God sees them. There's no judgment. There's like, I see the potential. I see where you could go. And for me too, because if I see it in me, I see it in you.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of what I do, is because I'm very much aligned with what you just said about taking people for who they are, seeing them for who they are, accepting them for who they are. It's like I give everybody an A, and everybody keeps the A unless they don't keep the A. They do something that is untrustworthy or hurtful. Well, then you have to look at it and think about it a little bit. You know, it's called boundaries, because you don't need to have people come into your life and you not say no. No is okay to say to people. It's okay to not accept what people are doling out if it isn't positive and supportive and loving.
Right. You're nobody's doormat. Nobody's to push you around.
Exactly.
Got to set those boundaries in place. I really like the way you put that. I want to talk about your clients.
Yes.
You help them. How do you attain? How do you get your clients? And what kind of healing have you done with them?
So most of my clients are word of mouth at this point. And what I work with them on traditionally, I mean, I only, out of all my modalities, I have four that I promote. The SRT, Chinese face reading. I do space clearing, and for businesses or for home. And I'm an intuitive life coach. So through conversations, I get information. It's not like a psychic reading. It's more like I hear guidance and I just share with the person. But the clients, it's up to the client to either take it in or not take it in, because there's free will in everything. So no matter what I'm doing, they can shut it down. Mm-hmm. So when even in SRT, I mean, I had a client once, and I'll give you, and she was in deep depression because she had an illness. And I spent an hour explaining what I'm going to do, what it's important for her to do to hold her energy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I spent probably an hour and a half with her. And I said, so how are you feeling? And the first thing she said is, you know, did you clear the depression? Which popped her back into the depression. So it took everything I did for those 2.5 hours of time away from her. So it's really important. The free will piece is really important in whatever modality one works with. You have to be open to receive.
And believe.
And believe. Yeah. And here I say, I don't care if you believe or not in what I do. You just have to be open to receiving what comes to you, the shift that's going to happen. Just go with the flow with it. Don't think about it. It's very much like a psychic told me years ago, is that if you take a psychic reading and you grab onto something they say, like you're going to meet your husband to be, and you keep going, when, where? Well, you're not going to meet him because you're blocking your flow by doing that. It's like my analogy is, it's like you're trying to grab running water. What do you get when you try to grab running water? Nothing. Mm-hmm. But if you let the water freeze in a freezer, you get something tangible. That's with clearings or psychic, with any metaphysical modality one chooses to work with. It's just really important that you, when you walk away, you go, that was great. And check back into it like a month or two later and see about the shifts.
Do you find people come to you with pain, this physical pain? I know there's trauma, there's depression, there's anxiety, but what about like physical ailment?
Yes, but in physical ailment, they do come to me and I can work on them, but I really prefer a more hands-on approach to pain. And I'll share with you, I just did to myself, I had a procedure a month ago. And when I was coming up from recovery, I was in a lot of pain and I put my hands on my body and I started running energy and it alleviated my pain. So, I mean, I can do it, but you know, sometimes I refer out because if I'm being guided to do that, I do. So I'll give you another quick example of that is a gentleman came to me, his daughter had been murdered and you know, he was like a deer in headlights. The poor man was still, you know, PTSD from the experience, which you would, of course, expect. And I told him, I said, I could help you, but he needed EMDR. That's what spirits were telling me, is tell him EMDR. And I did, because my goal in life is, yes, I want clients and I want to help people. But if there's a modality that I'm being told would be more powerful for them, then I will certainly share that. I know it's not the normal way of doing business, but it's what I do.
It's part of being intuitive.
Yeah. And again, this is me wanting the highest and best good for whoever comes to me. And if mine will help, but something else will help deeper, then I want that for the person because I want them to have the life they're divinely meant to live.
Absolutely.
And that is without the pain and the trauma of things that occur in our lives.
Absolutely. Mala, tell us about your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Well, my morning routine traditionally is I have a dog, I get dressed, I take him for a walk, and I do my prayers when I walk him. So I look like one of these people that just are talking to themselves as they walk because I do it out loud. But I have a whole routine of prayer where I start with gratitude, and then I ask spirit to show me, guide me. I clear things that are going on in my life. I ask for clearing. Then I let spirit know what I'm open to. And then I send prayers to others, to the universe, you know, to the organisms, but then to the humans extra, because I think humans get in their own way so often.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
I want to send them prayers to help them move out of their way. And then those who are ill or are going through challenges that I know, I will name in my prayers, and then I complete the process. And by that time, my dog is pretty much ready to come in the house because we've walked about a mile or a mile and a half by the time I'm done with that. And then, of course, the showering ritual. When I, you know, even if though my office is out of my home, I still put on makeup, get dressed for work, and to present myself the way I want to be presented to the world. And I, you know, so sleep, going in my pajamas or in sweatshirts or anything like that, I don't do that. I like to show up. And then I meditate and I get into my meditation and I do it various ways. I can just do 5 minutes on my own. Sometimes I love YouTube's guided meditations because it gets me out of my own mind. It makes me focus on the words of somebody else, which clears my mind. 3 days a week, I do work out, and 4 days a week, I guess I'll say, because I like to add my yoga into my other routine of working out. So I like to get activity going on. But walking my dog, I walk him about 4 miles a day.
Wow.
So
I have a golden retriever. What kind of dog do you have?
He's a coonhound mix. So he's mixed with Rottweiler and we just got him down to 102 pounds.
Wow.
He was up to 115.
Wow.
He's a big, sweet guy.
They are to pure joy. Oh, and Zion is going to be a year in 3 months.
Baby. Oh, God.
He is pushing 50 pounds, though. So,
well, he's still growing. He grows. Dogs grow for 2 years, really.
Oh, there's more to come. Goody.
More to love.
More to love. I really enjoyed our conversation. I like your morning routine too, because it encompasses prayer with meditation, because there's a meditation out there called loving kindness. It's where you can do it throughout the day as well, where you are in the office or walking your dog, wherever you may be, the grocery store. And then you just pick a total stranger and says, you know, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be at peace. And when you send that out, it comes back to you twofold.
It's so true. And I love that. And I've learned that. And the same thing that goes with Ho'oponopono, with forgiveness, as much as, you know, when you put somebody in your intention and you do, you know, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I know it's not in that order, but I'm blurting it out. It just does wonders for shifting the energy around that individual.
It does. It's powerful. It's very powerful, because what you do to yourself, you do to others, good or bad. So if you're sending bad negativity, the finger's pointing back at you, right? They say you point one finger at someone and four of them is pointing back at you.
Exactly. So that's why I use a technique, because I'm really big on talking to my clients and being mindful, not only my clients, my friends and my family, being mindful of what you say, what you think and what you do, because it's like an energetic boomerang. And if you put out the negative, it comes back to you and smacks you. So what happens to me is when I find myself having one of those human moments and I'm being all, you know, I call it rasa frasa, you know, where you sort of grouchy or you have, you know, you just have a moment. I always say clear, delete three times, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, because I want to stop that from going into the ethers. I realize like, whoops, I didn't want to do that. I want to clear and delete it, because I don't want it going out into the energy, and I definitely don't want it coming back to me.
Right. You don't want it to grow.
No, not at all.
So that's the thing. How do we connect with you?
So you can always send me an email at marla@mghealer.com. My website is marlagoldberg.net. I have a group on Facebook called Spiritual Insights with Marla Goldberg, which is a Zoom and Facebook link to have conversations. It's a sacred space to support people where they can get questions answered. If they need prayer, support, healing, they can come into the circle, you know, to the group, and everybody is there to help each other. And then we've got my podcast, which is called Guided Spirit Conversations, which is on Voice America. And I have a YouTube channel where you can see the background where, you know, what happens during our breaks and as we're setting up, et cetera. So you can find me on all those channels.
Very good. Morning enthusiasts, this has been Marla Goldberg, and information will be listed in the show notes, but she is here to help her clients live healthier lives. And she has these thick techniques that she had learned from experience and now is bringing it out to help others find their full potential through clearing out not just energy, but any blockage, and to help you get in touch with your inner tendencies so your behaviors can change due to that. Marla, I thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Lanita. It was such a pleasure to meet you. I hope I can run into you face to face sometime.
Yeah, me too. We'll stay connected.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too, Lanita.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, morning enthusiasts. Do you struggle to get out of bed in the morning? How about losing your energy by midday? Do you experience brain fog in the morning or lack of motivation? Well, you are not alone. I heard you loud and clear, and that's why I created the Hit Savers app. I have great news. It is live. So go to the Google Play Store and the Apple Store to download it for your best morning routine ever. You'll get more energy, mental clarity, productivity, and it will even position you to find your purpose. That's right. Hit Savers will prime you to get up, dress up, and show up in your life every single day. Go to www.luneedlewis.com/hitsaversapp to download it for free today. I'll see you in there.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation.
access the show notes and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.